This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. The federal investigator who requested Missouri's list of concealed carry weapons holders testified under oath yesterday before a state Senate committee. Keith Schlieb of the Social Security Administration told the committee that part of his job is to seek and develop projects that could indicate whether there is enough evidence of fraud to warrant an investigation. He says that's how the inquiry into Missouri's concealed carry database began.
On November 17, 2011, I requested by email a complete list of Missouri concealed carry permit holders. The disk I received was incompatible with our systems and was not used and was destroyed.
Schlieb says he requested a second disk a year later, but that he was unable to view the data because of an incorrect password. He said that disk was destroyed as well, and he never shared the data with any other federal office. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer remains unconvinced. He said afterwards that it still looks to him like, quote, an intelligence-gathering operation. Schaefer has zeroed out portions of the Department of Revenue's state budget for next year, citing lack of cooperation on the release of the concealed carry list and on earlier refusals to cease copying source documents of driver's license and concealed carry applicants. More jobs in Missouri will be available to young adults this summer. Governor Jay Nixon announced the return of the State Parks Youth Corps at the Rockbridge State Park in Columbia early yesterday afternoon. KBIA's Lexi Spivak has more.
The program has served the youth of Missouri over the past 4 years. The workers of the program maintain trails, lead tours, and repair fences to help with the conservation of state parks and historic sites. It was recognized in 2010 with the President's Award from the National Association of State Park Directors for Innovative Programs. The governor hopes the workers will continue to improve the parks as they have in past years.
The young Missourians who have been part of the State Park Youth Corps. Their efforts enhanced both the beauty of our parks and the experiences of more than 18 million park visitors in 2012.
Alex Blackwell, member of the Workforce Investment Board, collaborates with young adults who utilize this program every year.
It's helped quite a few youth in our area to get experience, working experience, some career exploration. As the governor said, get people outside.
The return of this program can be seen in 87 of the state parks and historic sites. Applications for the work program are now being accepted online. Lexi Spivak, KBIA News.
Missouri lawmakers are trying again to reimpose local taxes on vehicles bought from out-of-state dealers or through person-to-person sales. The state Supreme Court ruled last year that local sales taxes cannot be charged on vehicles purchased outside Missouri or in private transactions. Instead, the High Court said a local use tax could be charged if approved by local voters. Lawmakers have passed two measures during the past 2 years that have sought to reverse the court ruling. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed both, including the most recent one, last month. The legislature is working to address Nixon's concerns for a third attempt. Lawmakers have until May 17th to approve new legislation before their mandatory adjournment. Republican lawmakers are raising new questions about whether Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration has tried to comply with the federal Real ID Act. Senators yesterday released a copy of a form letter sent in March 2010 by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano to Nixon, thanking him for his efforts to comply with Real ID. Nixon signed a 2009 state law prohibiting Missouri from taking steps intended to comply with the goals of the 2005 Federal Identity Law, which sets stringent requirements for photo identification cards. Nixon has previously denied that Missouri is trying to implement Real ID. His administration reasserted yesterday that it's not complying with Real ID and said the letter is meaningless. It distributed similar form letters sent to governors in several other states. One St. Louis man is walking from Kansas City to St. Louis. He's walking to share his story about a lifetime struggle with mental illness. His walk aims to raise awareness and funds for more mental health support in rural communities. KBIA's Meredith Turk joined Mark Norwine on the Katy Trail at the Missouri River yesterday.
Mark Norwine sits at Cooper's Landing on the Missouri River, enjoying a banana and a bottle of water. With 100 more miles to walk and just 8 days to do it, he doesn't have much downtime. For Norwine, this walk represents the changing moment in his life. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed as bipolar after 34 years of thinking it was just depression. The diagnosis helped stabilize his life when his illness led to job and financial ruin. Norwine says he hopes his journey will reach someone who might be struggling with a similar condition. He is targeting his message to youth, especially in small towns across rural Missouri.
There's almost an embarrassment or an unwillingness to talk about these issues, especially in the smaller communities. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they don't have the resources, and so they don't have a lot of people getting the help that they need.
Norwine is joined by his son, Eric, who is producing a film about his father's story called Walking Man.
So tomorrow will be 100 miles out by the end of tomorrow.
Eric also suffers from bipolar disorder. He says this walk is about supporting the person he looks up to most.
There's nothing that kills you more than seeing your hero humble the dust. And when that happened, he had deferred so many dreams throughout his life to make sure that I could try to pursue mine. And I thought this was the perfect way to kind of say thank you.
Mark Norwine plans to arrive home in a little over a week. He expects to be greeted by over 1,000 people at the end of his journey. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.